This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain introduced restrictions Wednesday on travel from South Africa over the spread of another new variant of coronavirus, UK Health Minister Matt Hancock said. The restrictions were introduced following the discovery of two cases of the virus strain in Britain and take effect immediately. Hancock said, quote, "This new variant is highly concerning because it is yet more transmissible, and it appears to have mutated further than the new variant that has been discovered in the UK, referring to a strain of the virus discovered in Britain, which has also been found to be more contagious. The health minister said all individuals in the UK who had contracted the variant originating in South Africa had been placed in quarantine, as well as their close contacts. In addition to the travel restrictions, Hancock said the government was also asking anyone who's been in close contact with someone who had been in South Africa in the last 2 weeks to quarantine. At least four drug makers expected their COVID-19 vaccines will be effective against the new fast-spreading virus variant that is raging in Britain, while Americans were warned against not to travel for Christmas as the latest surge in cases overwhelmed hospitals. In England, angry truck drivers briefly scuffed with police in the streets of Dover as a partial blockade by France designed to stop the spread of the first new highly contagious coronavirus variant left thousands stranded before Christmas. Japan will ban the entry of non-Japanese people from the United Kingdom following the emergence of the new virus strain. And the U.S. government does not intend to impose COVID-19 screenings for passengers traveling from Britain after the emergence of the new virus variant there, people briefed on the decision said. Serbia will begin vaccinating people against COVID-19 Thursday, President Aleksandar Vučić said Wednesday, making the Balkan state one of the first in Europe. This is VOA News. Qatar and Dubai launched coronavirus vaccination drives within hours of each other Wednesday, their government said, with the elderly and frontline workers among the first to receive shots. In Dubai, a senior citizen was among the first to get the jab, the official Dubai media office tweeted, while in Doha, a 79-year-old retired university professor was the first to be injected. The UAE, which is made up of seven emirates, including the capital Abu Dhabi and Dubai, approved the emergency registration of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine Tuesday, the same day the first batch arrived from abroad, the official WAM news agency reported. The first phase of the rollout will target citizens and residents over the age of 60, adults with chronic diseases, people with special needs, as well as frontline and other key workers. It will be voluntary. Qatar's first consignment of Pfizer-BioNTech's doses landed on a passenger flight from Brussels Monday, hours after approval was granted. Doha has said the vaccine will be available to citizens and residents for free and will be voluntary. Russian lawmakers Wednesday moved a step closer to allowing regulators to block internet platforms like Facebook and YouTube if they're deemed to have censored content produced by Russians. Russia's lower house of parliament, which passed draft legislation in a third reading, said in a media release that authorities can target platforms if they've been found to limit information based on nationality and language. The lower house State Duma added that internet websites could also be sanctioned, quote, in the event of discrimination against the content of Russian media, end quote. Moscow said Wednesday it declared two Colombian diplomats persona non grata after two Russians were expelled from its embassy in Bogota over accusations of spying. Authorities in the South American nation said Tuesday they expelled two Russians in early December over a violation of the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations without providing further detail. Local media said they were involved in intelligence activities. Moscow called the expulsion of Russian diplomats from Bogota a, quote, groundless decision, end quote. A Hong Kong court granted $1.3 million bail Wednesday to media tycoon Jimmy Lai. Lai is the highest-profile pro-democracy activist charged under the city's new national security law on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces. An immediate appeal by the prosecution was then denied the same day. Lai was arrested in August when about 200 police officers raided the newsroom of his Apple Daily tabloid. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accused Europe's top rights courts of hypocrisy Wednesday for calling on Turkey to release a jailed Kurdish politician, saying it was defending a terrorist. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.